Evening, everyone. Welcome to our Borough Council meeting, May 11th, 2022. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess?
Here.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes, here.
Councilwoman Patton?
Here, yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Here.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Mayor?
Here. At this time, we're going to have Officer of the Year Award presented by the Knights of Columbus to our great Deputy Chief, Michael Cavallaro. Sir, the floor is yours.
Good evening, Council. My name is Matthew Krug. I'm a Grand Knight for Nativity Council, Knights of Columbus, right across the street there. And this year, every year, we try to present a Police Officer of the Year Award. This year, we've selected as our Police Officer of the Year Deputy Chief Michael Cavallaro. He's a 25-year veteran of the Lindenwold Police Force, has been promoted up through the ranks with positions of increasing responsibility to his current rank now of Deputy Chief. Highly involved in community outreach programs and involved with other activities with the youth of our community. So for that reason, we want to award him his flag.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate what you do for our community. Thank you. Sure.
I've been here working on some things for council, and I have to give some praise out to your construction people there. Diane and Charles, the construction manager, both.
Wayne.
And Nancy?
Nancy, Stacy, or Heather.
One of them.
One of them.
She sits like right there.
In the middle?
No, to the left. His wife. Awesome help. Very, very customer service oriented, very knowledgeable, so.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
We receive a lot of complaints, so it's nice to have someone say something. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for April 13th, 2022. Entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Entertain a motion for payment of bills, please.
Make a motion that the bills have been properly audited in time, be approved for payment.
Second.
Questions on the bills? Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
The following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The Tax Collector's Report, the Sewer Report, and the Treasurer's Report. Next, second reading ordinance, 2022. Ordinance exceed the municipal budget appropriations limit and establish a cap bank. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2022-08. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion on ordinance 2022-08, that it be adopted on second reading, published according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Resolution 2022-109, canceling unexpended improvement balance, please. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2022-09, appropriations ordinance. Entertain a motion, please.
All right, I make a motion for ordinance 2022-09 to be adopted as read, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2022-10, amend ordinance 2021-15, capital. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion for first reading of ordinance 2022-10 to be adopted as read, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Resolution 2022-110, reading of the budget by title.
Make a motion on resolution 2022-110 to be adopted as read, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
At this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to our Borough Administrator and our CFO, who is going to do the budget. Right? Closer. Till the white dot on the corner shows up. There it is. Do you need a microphone?
Uh-oh, some things have changed over the years, Dawn.
Dawn, you need a microphone?
State law requires that every municipality hold a public hearing on a municipal budget prior to adoption by the governing body. The public hearing provides pertinent information regarding the borough's financial operating plan, which outlines anticipated revenues and allocations of resources to various expenditures. The budget presentation will include the following: a 2021 financial highlight, key highlights of the 2022 municipal budget for both the general fund as well as the sewer utility fund, coupled with charts and grants. Also, there will be an overview of capital and the American Rescue Plan ARP funded projects as well as future budget strategies. As you can see, for our 2021 financial highlights for the general fund, our total tax collections was $30.5 million, and that includes the reserve for uncollected taxes. The reserve for uncollected taxes is a portion that is budgeted for the amount of taxes that we do not receive because of our tax collection rate. So if you had a tax collection rate of 100%, you wouldn't have a reserve for uncollected taxes. But in our situation, we don't, and I'll leave that a little further in the presentation. The allocation of the 2021 tax collection, as you can see, is broken down by the municipal tax levy, the school district tax levy, the fire district tax levy, as well as the county tax. This evening, I will be focusing on the municipal tax levy because I don't know where we are with regards to the school. The fire district board is town taxing at this point. But again, our focus will be tonight just on the municipal tax levy. Our tax collection rate for 2021 was 97.72%. So it was 0.07% higher than 2020. Our cash surplus was up 16.8% from 2020. As you can see, the allocation of county taxes is broken up into four aspects. The general county, $4.6 million. The county library is $300,000. County open space, $119,000. And added amended taxes, $19,000. But as you can see, based on the pie chart, the majority of the allocation of county taxes is the county tax. We are the collection agency. And I say collection because we collect all of the taxes. It's not only the municipal tax fee, it includes all of the other pieces as well, which includes the county, the school, and the fire district. And we turn those monies over to either the county, the fire district, or the school. As we look at the financial highlights for 2021 for the school facility, our total sewer fee collections for sewer was $1.5 million, and that is slightly up from 2020. We are considered self-liquidating, funded by user fees. So what that means is that we're taking enough user fees to cover the expenses for the sewer utility currently. Our cash surplus is up 4.7% from 2020. And now I'm going to move into the 2020 budget, what the key highlights are. Our 2022 anticipated revenues and appropriations equals $17.9 million. And again, the revenues and appropriations have high, so there's a zero balance budget. We had an increased utilization of surplus, which was budgeted as an anticipated revenue in order to support our general operations. We anticipated $3.6 million of surplus, which is up 22.7% from the prior year. Our state aid remains the same. For the last 2 years, we've been receiving that same $2 million with regards to state aid, which is a good thing. It hasn't decreased, stayed the same. And we've increased our ratables by $26.5 million, and that's attributed to significant tax appeal settlements. Our overall salary and wage budget increased by 5.7%. The key attributable factors are that there's a 2.5% contractual increase for the police department. Our minimum wage increased to $15 per hour. And we have 5 new hires for public works, as there is a need for additional truck drivers and a maintenance repair and labor. Continuing with our key highlights for the general account, our overall other expenses increased by 8%. The key attributing factors are that the police department's costs associated with accreditation, replacement of duty weapons, and a full year of lease vehicles and a prorate for the purchase of 2022 vehicles. For public works, there's costs associated with additional hardware for traffic lights to run backup generators and the replacement of detection systems and pedestrian signals. Additionally, there's increased disposal costs of $90 per ton and increased costs to remove vegetation and weeds. Based on a $17.9 million proposed budget for 2022, the 2% levy cap has been met. We are required to meet that 2%, and our local projected tax rate of 1.694 equates to a tax decrease of 2 cents. So I just want to repeat that. The local projected tax rate of 1.694 equates to a tax decrease of 2 cents. And again, that's just the municipal tax piece of your total taxes. Just wanted to show you an overall budget summary for 2022. As you can see, our total assessed valuation, which is all our ratables of the 2022. I indicated that there was a 26.5 increase, and you can see that as compared to 2021. Our local municipal levy is 10.3 million for 2022, and for 2021, you'll see it's 10 million, and we had a change of 331, so it's up by 3.19%. And again, if you look at our municipal tax rate, we are at 1.694 for 2022, and for 2021, we were at 1.714. And again, that's a tax decrease of 2 cents. And just so you can see, total budget for total revenue and total appropriations are the same for 2022. And then in 2021, you'll see that we were also at 17 million, so we're up by about 859,000 from the prior year. Just to give you an idea of what the tax break effect would be based on the two-step reduction, if you have a home that's assessed at $130,000, you would have a tax decrease of $26,050. Anticipated revenues, this is just to show you over a five-year trend as to where we were in 2018 versus where we are now in 2022. Our anticipated revenues are broken up into various categories: surplus anticipated, miscellaneous local revenues, state aid revenues, uniform construction code fees, other special items, receipts from delinquent taxes, and the amount to be raised, which is the municipal tax levy. And again, the state total revenues for 2022 total 17.9 million. So I'd like to show pie charts. So I just wanted to give you an idea, based on all of those categories of revenue, the largest piece that you'll see is the surplus anticipated and the amount to be raised. And again, the amount to be raised is the municipal tax levy. Percentage of tax collection. So this is a chart to show you what our eight-year trend of our tax collection rate has been. You'll see in 2014, we were at 95.37%, whereas in 2021, we were at 97.72%. The higher the tax collection rate, the lower the reserve for uncollected taxes. And again, the reserve for uncollected taxes are those taxes that we anticipate that we will not collect. So again, if that number is high, the reserve calculation is going to be lower. And also, we always use the prior year's tax collection in order to calculate the reserve for uncollected taxes, which is why you don't see 2022. Next year when I do this presentation, you'll see the 2022 tax collection rate, which will be used to calculate the reserve for uncollected taxes for the 2022 budget. Our general fund budget appropriations, five-year trend, and you can see our appropriations are broken up into these categories: general operations, deferred charges, capital improvements, municipal debt service, shared service agreements, other operations, grant offset by revenues, and that reserve for uncollected taxes. And total appropriations, 7.9, is tied to the total year revenues. Again, revenues and appropriations are always the same number. You always have to balance. So when you look at general operations, which makes up the bulk of our budget appropriations, that number is 15.5. So now I'm going to show you a pie chart. Of that, you can see what is broken down into the general operations for 2022. You can see that general operations is 86.7% of our total operations budget, appropriations budget. So when looking at the general operations, it's broken down into these various categories, which include salary and wages, other expenses, statutory expenditures, insurance, and utilities. And as you can see, the largest piece of that is the salary and wages, followed by our other expenses. Pension costs. This chart shows a five-year trend of where our pension has been. That should say 2018. I'm not sure what happened to it. And you can see where we are as far as 2022 with regards to our pension costs. Our pension costs include both public employee retirement system as well as our police and fire retirement system. So our police department is a PFRS and all the other employees are in the PFRS. Our health insurance expense. Again, a five-year trend. You'll see that it's gone up over the past few years, and that's based on premiums. And so in 2022, we are at 1.8. Similar to where we were in 2021. So it wasn't a significant increase. So moving into our sewer utility. So some of the key highlights for the sewer utility budget is that we utilized $173,000 of the surplus to support the sewer utility operation. There will be an increase in utility. July 1st, if you pay by July 1st, it'll be $156. And if you pay after July 1st, it'll be $156. So there was an amendment to the fee ordinance earlier in the year, but I just wanted to present that so that you are aware of what is in the sewer utility budget in terms of the highlights. Sewer utility anticipates revenues for a five-year trend. And as you can see for sewer utility, there are three components of the anticipated revenues. That includes surplus anticipated, rent, and miscellaneous. When we say rent, those are the user fees. Those are the fees that you pay for your sewer utility. The total revenues are $1.5 million and 85.9% are the user fees, as you can see from the pie chart. Budget appropriations are broken up into four categories: salary and wages, other expenses, debt service, and statutory expenditures. And again, $1.5 million, the same as the anticipated revenues. And as you can see from this pie chart, the other expenses make up the bulk of the budget appropriations for the sewer utility. Moving into proposed capital projects. So for 2022, under general capital, we are looking at the purchase of carpet in the hallways of the police department, basketball court resurfacing, roof repairs for the file storage building, and roof repairs for the ambulance building. With regards to road reconstruction and improvements, we did receive the funding from NJOT for the reconstruction of Cooper Avenue. We are looking to repave Colonial Square, but we are anticipating the funding from NJDOT. So we haven't received it yet, but there is an application, and we're waiting to hear back from them. Also, repaving of Amon and Wilbur Avenues. Again, we are looking to secure funding for that, and that is currently through an application with CDBG, and so we're hoping that we will get that as well. And then finally, for sewer capital, we're looking at a sewer course main improvement and repairs. 2022 ARP funded project. So the American Rescue Plan. We received what they call the first tranche of funding, which as you can see is $950,000. We have spent so far under sewer capital the completion of upgrades to pump station number 6. We started it, but it hasn't been completed yet. And then the remainder of the funds will be budgeted through the general capital. And tonight, I believe, So tonight, you will see that there are some ordinances to do some amendments as well as an appropriation ordinance for new projects.
Yeah, we did.
But in order to
fund
any of these projects, there has to be an authorization. And the authorization will be through an appropriate ordinance. So currently, we did a cancellation of unexpended funds to be able to support these general capital projects, which we fully funded through the ARP money. So we are looking to do an expansion of the municipal building parking lot this year, installation of LED signs at the library and the police department, municipal management software, spatial data logic, and this is to provide visibility across departments, streamlined workflow for the staff, as well as to enable self-service access for our residents.
Yes.
The installation of the dog park, our reconstruction of various roads, and the installation of an HVAC management system for the police department. And again, that is the first tranche of the funds we receive. We will receive a second tranche, not sure when, but we will have an additional funding through ARP, and the governing body will make those prudent decisions as to how those funds will be used. Budget strategy looking ahead. We want to remain fiscally responsible and continue to manage surplus and debt levels to improve long-term financial stability and stabilization of property taxes. We want to seek operating efficiencies where possible and to take advantage of opportunities to apply for grants and other sources to reduce the tax burden for the borough taxpayers. And we do a good job, I think. We're trying to find as many grants as we possibly can to help us with a lot of these projects, especially with the borough projects, the reconstruction and retaining is not cheap. And we, every opportunity we get, we have our engineering consultants that assist us with applying for New Jersey Department of Transportation grants, community development block grants, whatever grants that are available to assist us with those type projects, we definitely make good use of our engineers helping us apply for those. We also want to leverage information technology to improve service quality, effectiveness, and efficiency. And I do believe that with us getting the software management program for spatial data logic, that's going to really help us. It will start off in our construction office and code enforcement office. So in a few months or so, we'll hear more about that. So we're definitely looking to improve the technology so that it will help our residents. And lastly, to provide an ongoing commitment to community. So with that, that concludes the public hearing. Just wanted to give you a quick overview of what our 2021 highlights were from a financial standpoint, and then just give you a brief of the 2022 budget. If you need the details or you need the budget, I'm sure that the Borough Clerk has a copy of the budget, you can get that. It's also on our website. So if there are any questions, I would entertain them at this time. That, when you say what that would be for, that just helps to be able to spread overall. Yes, overall.
You mentioned all the work that you're going to do that for sales. You know, where are those going to be?
It's traffic lights all throughout the town. I asked Brian specifically, and he said just to do the traffic lights throughout the town. We can't do anything with the state or county traffic lights. Anything that we're responsible for. Our other expenses are basically you have salary wages, and the other expenses are everything as it pertains to, let's say, vehicle leasing, office supplies, it could be legal. So there's a combination of other expenses. Yeah, so we had to increase because it's a little bit more, but sometimes what happens is we aren't doing the project with the math
carried over.
Because you don't always issue the debt even though accordingly is done. You may not issue the debt for it. So if it's not an issue, then they go into another ordinance. We have to try to go through. And what we realized is that something we may have budgeted for in a capital project last year, because there was such an increase in cost, we had to amend it, we had to add to it. So that's the situation. But we're not going to work on that. I think that's one of the things we talked about in the past. So Frank wants to make sure that happens. We have to do that. Okay. But as far as those other expenses, I think we have to try to do what we do.
How does any other county know those dollars are registered?
Yeah.
I mean, but there's four parts of that, you know, the places. I know there's something about it. I know there's something about the ask for a ballot registration when you go. Nope. I don't think anybody here really talk about it. Right.
Okay. This is only, this is about the budget. Not about
yeah, not about the dog park.
Yeah. That's okay.
Do they ask you for the dog park? I've never seen anybody else for the dog park.
Nope.
Yes, where
are they going
to put
new
ones?
Well, right now,
we're not putting
there's no new ones. There's no new ones. Yeah.
Any other questions in regards to the budget? Okay. Thank you. And thank you, Dawn, for all your hard work in this issue.
Right.
You've done an
thanks,
outstanding
Dawn.
Job.
Good job.
Once again. All right, resolution 2022-111, adopt the 2022 budget.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
What?
Adoption of the 2022 budget.
If you'd like.
Yes.
Okay. And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Mankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinem?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Next, the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lindwall and will be enacted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and be considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2022-112 through 118.
Make a motion for consent agenda items 2022, 112 through 118.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Mankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinem?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Next, resolution 2022-119, shared service with the Lindwall Board of Education. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Mankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinem?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Next, engineer's report. It's up to you, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. Update I have right now is for Cooper Avenue, the preliminary design we met on site to discuss with the borough. Design's in progress. We're targeting submission to DOT by the end of May. And the traffic signal warrant analysis for Whitehorse Pike and United States Ave will be submitted to DOT this week.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Open to council. Councilman DiDomenico.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lindwall Police Department activity report for the month of April 2022. Total calls of service, 2491. Traffic accidents, 40. Community policing, 255. Traffic enforcement and stops, 423. Criminal complaints issued by officers, 49. Traffic summonses issued by officers, 171. Criminal complaints issued by citizens, 18. Traffic summonses issued by citizens, 0. And there is 76 investigations. And that is all I have for the police department, and I don't have anything for the fire department at this time.
They moved. The fire department moved. The main office, anyway. Councilwoman Hess.
Thank you, Mayor. For Lindewald Public Works, bulk items, nope, let me back up. Trash collected, 730 tons. Tons of recycling, 85.27. Resident assistance, bulk items collected, 245. Scrap metal picked up, 49. Concrete picked up, 6. Dumps and logs picked up, 2. Number of 0 accidents, number of injuries, 1. Service calls, 123 for stoppages, 22 for main stoppages, emergency calls, 9, markouts, 19, pump station repairs, 56. I think I'm reading the wrong line. Hold on. Yeah. Markouts, 46. I'm trying to read it off my phone. Pump station repairs, 14. Troubled areas jetted, 30. Laurel Springs, pump stations vectored, 1. Service calls for Laurel Springs, 3. Stoppages, 3. Emergency calls, 1. And also, I just want to say that on April 29th for Arbor Day, our environmental committee, along with the high school students and the elementary school students, we planted 2 trees at Public Works. The kids all did was the pear tree? I forget what kind of trees. But the kids did a great job. They really enjoyed planting the trees. And I just want to thank Craig and his employees for getting the trees and everything ready for planting. They had all the tools, the holes all dug. The kids just had to fill in, the guys had the trees in there. The kids just filled it all in. Then they walked back to their schools. Everybody had a great day. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Council President.
Okay, well, once again, Dawn, thank you for the update and the excellent job. And I always say that, she ends up getting it down to about 20 slides, but there's a lot of work that goes into putting those 20 slides together. And so thank you again for an excellent job. The first report is out of the construction report. Number of permits and updates were 73. Number of CO fees collected was 8. And work stoppages, orders were 2. Wayne's report out of the office was 81 CO inspections, 23 smoke inspections, 123 violations found, 78 violations written, 60 abatements, 10 tickets written, 8 plea by mail arrangements were made, 16 tickets for court for 420 Zoom court, 348 rental inspections, 10 vehicles tagged and removed and towed, 0 legal clothing bin tags, 0 tractor trailers, 4 sites found to be working without permits, 1 business found to be open without a mercantile license, and they were, I guess that's that one license that we see in the office, 1 dumpster on the street with no approvals, 47 opening inspections, sidewalk curbs and aprons, 47 resident communications. 1 mercantile license, 1 inspection fee, and 1 late inspection fees paid for mercantile. And as you can see, this office is very, very, very busy. This is a very busy time of the year. There's a lot of inspections that have to be made in the office. They are down a person. We just completed some interviews, and we hope to get that person online and trained. So the office is very busy, so I'll be very happy when we get this spatial data system in the office to help them out with everything. And I'm telling you, since taking this office, I didn't realize all the things that go on here with all the things that they're responsible for, the violations, the reporting, everything. It's a lot that happens in the office. You know, kudos to everybody that works in that office, because there is a lot going on. The town is not a huge town, but it's busy enough, and especially with the apartments and everything like that. So, thank them for that. The only other thing that I have to say on a personal level, that I was asked to participate on Sheriff Whip Wilson's youth committee for the Camden County, and I accepted. So I'll have my first meeting in May, and it's something that has been Whip's dream to have youth, young people, to catch them like in about the eighth grade or so, seventh or eighth grade, and start to look at careers in law enforcement and criminal justice and things like that. And the foundation will track them all the way through high school and hopefully have them in careers after that. So I'm pleased to be a part of that. Thank you.
Congratulations. Councilman Lutowski.
Yes, College Signing Day was on May 7th and was sponsored by the B-Ball for Foundation. Kudos out to April Lee for the successful event. This meant a lot to the students because this was their first signing day since COVID came around. This event recognized students attending 2- and 4-year colleges, as well as those students going into the military. Also, the high school had their first spring concert since COVID, and it really meant a lot to the kids. It was nice. They got to show off their talents, and they were really in their glory. Also, our seniors are going to graduate June 17th. That's on a Friday at 6:30. And also, the school board is implicating an anonymous reporting program. This should help with some of the incidences that are happening at the high school. There's one other thing, too, Mayor. People who come to apply at Park and Recs to use the fields and everything, I actually saw it myself. Someone applied to use the field to give out COVID shots without any information on there. And the town, we are responsible if anything happens. For any reason at that park, we're responsible for that. So the more information, once someone wants to use the parks or the community center, they have to give us enough information so we can make a good judgment on it. That's all, Mayor.
Thank you. Go ahead.
One thing that I wanted to say, when Dawn was talking about the tranche, I never heard that word before. I wasn't a finance major, so I did look it up to see what it meant. And a tranche is one of a series of payments to be paid over a specific period of time, subject to certain performances and metrics being achieved. So I'm one of those people, if I see a word that I never saw before, I have to look it up. It kills me. I got to know the meaning of that word. I guess I get that from my mother. So I just wanted to share the meaning of tranche. Use it in a sentence. People might be impressed.
Thank you. Councilwoman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't have a lot today, but the library is still right now having their book sale until the 14th, so please come out to the library and support that sale. On May 28th, Memorial Day weekend, is Saturday, we're going to have a community-wide garage sale. That starts at 9 o'clock, so please email me at opatton@lindawall.net to sign up. And our Memorial Day observance will be Monday, May 30th at 9 o'clock at Lindawall Library. Thank you, Mayor.
Lindawall Park, you mean?
I'm sorry, Lindawall Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be at the park. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Sinan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay, for senior citizens, Camden County is starting to do a lot more events for you. Camden County is offering free golf lessons held at Camden County Driving Range in Pennsauken. Lessons start throughout the month of May, and I do have some flyers with me if anybody is interested. The Camden County Senior Services is offering Stress Buster for family caregivers. The sessions start May 24th through June 25th from 5 p.m. to 6:45 at night. They're trying to get the people who are working so they could come out and also get some ideas about everything about the stress busting. The stress busting classes will be Tuesday, Thursday, and it's going to give information on stress, how to handle it effectively, practice using management skills, and developing more solving skills. I also have flyers for that if anyone's interested. And then for seniors who are afraid of falling, Camden County Senior Services is offering Ladder of Balance. This program is designed to manage falls and increase your activities. Classes start March 19th. They'll be held once a week for 9 weeks. Classes are an hour long, and again, I have flyers if anyone is interested. Last, for seniors, May is Older Americans Month. This year, the theme is Age My Way. So the Board of Commissioners are offering a bingo picnic at Lakeland Complex in Blackwood. It will be held on May 25th from 10:30 to 2. It's an outside event, so please dress warmly, but you won't be on grass. It will be on the parking lot. It's going to be a rain date of June 1st. You have to register for this event. And again, I have some flyers if anyone's interested. Okay, COVID update. Nice and short this time. So, Camden County reported yesterday 163 new cases. 9 of these cases are in Lindenwall. According to New York Times that I read yesterday, they had an article about Camden County, saying that the hospitalization numbers are rising, deaths are remaining the same, and it's an average of 148 cases per day within the county. This is an increase from 2 weeks ago. Also, since the beginning of the pandemic, at least 1 of 4 residents have been affected by the virus. And so last week on Good Morning America, they reported that the CDC estimates that 58% of Americans have been affected by COVID. Americans who have not been affected is now the minority because of the Omicron surge that went through December to February. Anyone over the age 5 is eligible for vaccines and booster shots. And lastly, yesterday the FDA stated a warning to people not to use Skip Pack Medical Lab, the rapid test. FDA has not approved that. It's not going to give, they're giving out a lot of false positives, so they do not want anybody to use those tests. The company has not provided any data supporting this test to the CDC, showing that it is working correctly and all of that. So they just said, you know, don't use that test if anything happens. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Great information. Thank you. Ms. Thompson, anything?
No,
I just want to, I want to say is that, you know, I'm very proud of, you know, us, what we did with Arborwood to help alleviate all of the taxes that they weren't paying, that they are now paying. And it shows in our 2 cent tax decrease. So I'm very proud of all the work the council did. It's been an hard task, but we got it done. Anyway, at this time, I see some... It's okay.
This Saturday, May 14th, from 9 a.m. to 11, Driftaway is having a thing with the police. It's coffee
with a cop.
Yes. Yep. From 9 to 11 at Driftaway.
Is that it? Thank you. All right, I see a lot of new faces out there, so I'm gonna bring everybody up to speed on our new policy that we do here. When I open to the public, you can come up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. You can say your statement. We will not answer you. We will answer you when we come back open to council again. So just to let you know, we don't answer when you're making your statement, okay? All right, so at this time, I'm going to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments. Please make sure you come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and please keep it to 5 minutes.
Jamie Porter from the Pines, Lindenwall, New Jersey. I've been a resident in the Pines. Well, when I first moved out there, I think it was Colonial Pines. They don't change the name so many times. But now it's the Pines. And I've been out there for 46 and a half years. And the reason I stayed so long, because I liked it out there. But now, I wouldn't have a snake or a dog live out there. And I'm going to tell you like it is. I appreciate Councilwoman Cheryl Sharp assisting me. We walked the ground, I think it was Good Friday, and I appreciate her coming out. And I'm quite sure she was quite a surprise at what she saw. And I haven't seen no improvement since she came out there. None. We don't have a groundskeeper, and we don't have a landscaper. And I'm not going to get up here and preach. I'm going to do what I have to do. Because I'm tired of living in ant, dog poop, spiders, all in my apartment. I've been out there for 46 and a half years. October will be 47. I'm paying almost $1,000 for a piece of crap that I wouldn't have my dog live in alone. Okay? So what are code enforcement doing? Nothing. They're getting paid to not do the job? Because they are not. And I'm not going to say no more. I appreciate Cheryl coming out there. I'm half sick, walking the complex with me to see that nasty duck that we are living in. And it seems like nobody's doing nothing about it. We don't have a groundskeeper. We don't have a landscaper. I light out of that building at 3 o'clock in the morning. People walking up and down the street, fussing and cussing and drinking. I wake up in the morning, beer cans, bottles and everything, tree limbs stuff right inside my car. Go out there and look now. Look at the tree limbs out there. Nobody's going to pick up because we don't have a groundskeeper and we don't have maintenance. Well, we have three maintenance people. They cannot clean those grounds. They have to do all the wood and the pine. We have three men and one elderly lady. It's a mess out there. Melrose, it is a mess. You've seen it. It's even worse. Behind where I live at, go back there and look. Snakes. Tree limbs. Dead trees. Anything that you dead cat. Everything right there. I don't have to lie. You can go back there and look at it. So.
Thank you, Mrs. Porter.
You're welcome. Cheryl, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Okay. We got brother
ma'am?
John Anderson. He's from the town.
Oh, my name is Don Landerson. I live in the Pines. My thing is, why can't the borough go clean up that mess behind the building and then deal with the owner of the apartment complex for not doing what he's supposed to do? Because he doesn't respond to us. Plain and simple. And, you know, you call, you don't get an answer. You know, maintenance says, well, we can't do it unless we're authorized to do it. So that's all I'm saying. You know, let the borough take care of it. And then get in touch with the owner and say, well, hey, you know, on the borough ordinance, we took care of a situation you created. Let's remedy it. And that's all. I have ants. Some things I can't even identify. They're coming to the apartment because of the dead tree limbs, the brush, the trash, and everything that they've just let accumulate back there. And that's all I'm saying, you know. Let's try to get it cleaned up. Okay? Thank you.
Can you sign in? Sign your name? Sign in.
Oh, okay.
Pam. Debbie, could you hold the microphone? Roland? Yeah, please. Just hand her the microphone.
I'm Carol Shook, and I live on Brighton Ave. There's the Belmont Apartments behind my dad's house. There's drug activity going on in at that building. There's kids with their parents yelling at them in the middle of the night, blasting their music all night. I'm living with my dad. My dad's up in age. He cannot deal with it, and neither can I. I'm totally disabled. We're sick and tired of it. Something has to get done, especially with the neighbor having a little kid, having drug bags and drug needles in their backyard, as well as my dad, as well as their trash. We're tired of it. Something has to get done. People speeding up and down Brighton Ave and Sutton Ave, especially going off Brighton up towards the side street. I don't know the name of it, but there's an issue. It's got to stop, especially with the big little kids. Either something gets done, or what does it take? A little kid to get hit, and the parents wind up taking their kid to the hospital? Enough is enough.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Colin, you're already there.
Yeah. Lane, Terry, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, now that we only have council meetings like once a month, what goes on those other weeks when there's nothing going here? Like, what does council do? So, is their pay reflected to only being once a month instead of twice a month? My next question is, Linda, you mentioned an environmental committee. I thought there was no more. You mentioned Arbor Day, there was an environmental committee planting the trees, but there is no environmental committee. And then my third is, Mayor, I've addressed this several times. I've sent emails, which I even stopped doing, for ordinance 2019-215. I still cannot get an answer. I mean, it's going on 2.5 years, and with elections next month, if people can harass people when they're running, what's going to happen? So when somebody loses, I can call them a loser the way I was called a loser and say, hey, the residents got what they deserve, because you never addressed it. That's fine.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Yes, my name is Rolando Otero. I live in 6th Avenue, Lindenwald, and I'm interested in vacant lots. You know, get some info on that. That's all I'm looking for.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else in the public?
Trevor Shaw, Norcross. You guys are well aware of who I am. Couple things. You guys actually answered a lot of these. Thank you, Don, in your presentation, so bear with me as I work through the notes here. First, I want to thank the mayor for the suggestion on the cleanup location. A number of residents that came out to the cleanup had no idea how beautiful the middle school campus was, so they were pretty impressed by that. I want to thank the Lindenwald Police Department, Public Works especially, the Fire Department, all the businesses that supported us, and the community organizations that came out. Secondly, I want to thank whoever took care of the painting job on the concession stand at Carlton Roof Field. It looks great, and we've been told that the roof is forthcoming, so thank you for that. Question about the welcome page timing. You guys have talked about it in the past for a little bit over. Okay. If we could get some timing indications on that. A question about the news subscription. We've discussed this before. You guys have the option to sign up for, hey, I want to know about what news is going on in Lindenwald. You guys used it quite extensively when the census was going on, but yet for all the other events that go on, there's no distribution or very little. Walter mentioned something about the community center earlier. We've also asked a number of times about how do we gain access to, how do we use, how do we host events at the community center? Do we just fill out the field application? Is there a spot there for the community center? Not really sure. The dog park, is the location still at 4th and Scott, or is that going to change to a different location? Second to the last, a little bit of a public service announcement. We've been alerted that the band of hoodlums, I guess you'd call them, there's four guys going around, particularly Mother's Day weekend, trying people's cars again. So we advise everybody to keep their cars locked while in the driveway. They're getting pretty brazen, walking right up to people's houses and trying all their vehicles. And then the last question I have for you is in regard to any traffic calming measures for the stretch of the White Horse Pike, which research has now determined is the deadliest highway in New Jersey. We've called upon the state. They say they're prepared to do any number of things, including lower the speed limit, narrow the lanes, put in bike lanes, put in infrastructure and landscaping. But they need your impetus, because the residents can't make that happen. They need the borough to do that. And In other words, you guys have to request it, and then they would pay for it and make it happen because it's a state highway, as we've discussed in the past. That's it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, anyone else in the public wishing to speak? What? Okay. Close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion to open the council again.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Okay. All right. To address some of the questions, Carol, I forwarded your voicemail, the two of them, to the police, and they're working on your situation. Okay. I can't go into it any more than that, but I just wanted you to know I'm not ignoring it, but I can't do anything about it. The police have to do it. So they're looking into your situation. I'm going to double check with them tomorrow to make sure that they are doing something about it. But that's all I want to say about that. The community center, we're still working on issues with how do we rent it out, how do we not rent it out, who's going to take care of it, who's going to not take care of it, do we have to pay an employee? These are major issues that become major expenses, and unfortunately, with years past, the destruction of the building became a reason that it was shut down. Yes, and illegal activities that were going on in there when they did rent it out for a birthday party that didn't turn out to be birthday parties. A few times, not once, not twice, at least three that I can count. All right, sorry. You're going to take care of this porter. Yeah, you know the property behind that, right, situation. And that's all I've got. So, go ahead, Dawn. Sorry, Cheryl.
Okay. So first I'd like to say, Diane, we are down to one meeting, but we have other activities that we do during the month. I know for myself, it's attending meetings. It's working with our department liaisons. It's answering residents' questions and calls and attending meetings, whether they be in the county or otherwise. So just because we're down to one meeting, we have other functions that we perform during the month. Mrs. Porter. Well, you've been my main thing that I've been dealing with for the last month since I've been out there. And please know that Wayne has been out there several times. We've written violations out there for the potholes, the sidewalk, and a few other things. There is an amount of time that they have to remedy that before we go on to the next level of whatever it is. So they have been out there. There is not a landscaper at this time. I will be going out to the property management office between now and Friday to discuss with them what the plans are. The property can benefit from a general cleanup. You know, we live in an area heavy with pine trees, branches, sticky balls. Those gum trees, they drop something all year round. And so with the storms and things that we've had, there are a lot of things, down debris that is down on the sidewalks and on the grounds and things like that. And so I will be meeting with them. I also talked to Ms. Bernice yesterday, and she voiced her concerns about the office and the availability of the office, so I'll be also speaking to them about that as well. The issue, sir, with the property behind the building, that belongs to New Jersey Transit. It's not our property. Give me a second. It's closed now. It's closed now. And the property that does belong to the Pines is their property. We don't go on people's property and clean their property up. That's why we have code enforcement. So when I go out there to speak to the property manager, that is one of the things that's on the list because that goes under the landscaping issue. The light on your building. Well, I couldn't see whether the light was working or not because I was out there during the day. But Ms. Bernice was kind enough when she left for work yesterday morning to snap a picture of it to show that the light was off. So now we have something to show to them that, yes, someone was there at 4:45 in the morning and the light was not working. So Wayne will discuss that with them while they're out there. We were able to go out also into a number of cars that were out there that weren't properly registered, and we gave them amount of time to get things right, and they didn't, and so those cars were removed from the property. So just remember that these are businesses, there's ordinances. We can't just go out there and say, you know, this needs to be fixed tomorrow. That's not how it works. There's a process to the whole thing, but you've been heavy on my radar. It's probably the main conversation, and Dawn's been copied on these emails, and the mayor too. It's been the main conversation since I've been out at the property with you and your dog Hannah for 2.5 hours on Good Friday. Okay, so, and before I walked it with you, I also drove the property. I have a background in real estate appraising, so I know the things to look for in properties. And there are some issues. We were just talking about the pool area there that needs to be cleaned up as well out there and some things. So bear with us. We're working on it. It's on the radar. You're not forgotten, okay? All right. And now on to the welcome. Trevor, we are working on this, but it's kind of taking a back seat, I will admit, to the SDL. We're trying to get this platform up in the code enforcement office because of just how much stuff that goes on there and what we need to track. Right now, that office is using 3 different platforms plus Excel to track things. And I don't know if anyone has a office background, but that's a nightmare. So we're trying to get everything formalized on one platform so we can track things to make it easier and to essentially turn that office into a 24-hour operation. So even when they're not there, people can still conduct their business, pay fines, get pull permits, do whatever it is they need to do after hours, because the world has changed. You know, it's not 9 to 5 anymore, or 8 to 4, or whatever it is. So we are still working on that tab. I hope to have a meeting with the media department soon so we can start to talk about that. We're going to start distributing the bags out with our inspections. The code enforcement office is going to do that. We just are waiting. I think we're waiting for something from Craig. He said he was going to kind of minimalize the paper on one thing. And we want to put like a magnet or something inside the bag. Welcome to Lindenwald. The distribution of events. I will have to find out what's going on with that. If the other ones aren't being sent out, you're talking about like a blast of events or things that are going on in town. Okay, so I will follow up on that, Dawn and I, and find out how we can do that better. Okay, thank you.
Trevor, I just wanted to address your comment about the dog park. You said 4th and Scott. That is the proposed location. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's the proposed location. And also, you asked about traffic light. Are you referring to the White Horse Pike in United States Ave? Okay, well, I do know that Craig mentioned that he's going to be dealing with that from a municipal standpoint, but you were talking about the state, and I know we just did a traffic signal warrant analysis for a recommendation for a traffic light to be installed. So I thought that's what you were referring to, because Remington and Vernick did that analysis for us, and the recommendation is for the installation of a traffic signal. So on our on United States Ave and White Horse Pike. So on our behalf, they are going to send this document to the state so that we can get the funding we need to erect that traffic signal. So I thought that's what you were referring to.
Also, there is things in the works also with Gisborough Road and the White Horse Pike,
yeah,
where it's going to be made so it's less accidents there. It's probably one of the highest accident sites in the state. Yes, and the state's aware of it, and it's been a 5-year ongoing project that we've been part of for 5 years. It's mostly being headed by Clementon because the three corners are in Clementon, but those are also part of what's going to happen on the pike.
And part of that is Clementon, part of that intersection.
Most of it's Clementon, yes.
Clementon, right.
But the state is starting to spend money on the White Horse Pike. They started in Atlanta County, and they're working this way, all through Winslow, all the way down to, I think it's right where ACCO starts. It's all being repaved, resigned, recurved, residewalked, everything, all the way down. And then they'll start our side when it gets past that. So it's an ongoing project, and it's taken a lot of years, but You know, we've been yelling and screaming at the Mayor's Association to get these things done, and now they're finally coming down this way. So I just wanted to make you all aware of it, but this traffic signal has been something that's been on our radar for at least 9 years now, and they kept saying no. It's going to be $500,000 to the municipality to put a traffic signal there. And now, thanks to Remington and Vernick and Craig and the two people from the state that I spoke to, it's a very good possibility it's going to become a reality finally. Maybe 5 years, but it'll be approved. I will definitely slow the traffic down coming down that hill.
They fly down there, so it'll probably slow them down too.
Oh, I'm sorry. In regards to your, to 6th Avenue, we are still looking at putting a list together to do foreclosures. That property is owned by somebody, so we have to foreclose the property, which costs a lot of money, and it's, right now we didn't want to raise the taxes to do this at the present time. But we are, our attorney is looking into doing a few properties, and along with the tax collector. So as soon as we get those properties foreclosed, we'll send you out a notice, we'll let you know what the cost is going to be, and we can get it done. It's just, it's a project that's just been pushed to the side, unfortunately. Okay? Did I answer everything?
Diane.
Entertain a motion.
No, me.
I'm sorry, Linda, I'm sorry.
Diane, as far as Environmental Commission, you're correct, there is none, but we did state that we still would be doing things in the town that had to do with environmental, planting trees, doing whatever we had to do. Even though we have no commission, there's still a committee. And we're just not paying people to do what we did before. That's all. We just don't sit here once a month and talk about things. Now we just do it on our own. That's all I have.
Thank you. Entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. You want this?